If you're a certain age or a real jazz fan, you know the name Mel Torme.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Mel Torme wrote this one. He's singing it here too. And Mel Torme sang dozens of others, sometimes in scat. Now, Mel Torme's 37-year-old son, James, has made his first album. It's called Love for Sale, and it's full of songs like his father used to sing.
What are you doing the rest of your life? The north and south and east and west of your life.
James Torme joins us from NPR West. Hi.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm well and better for talking to you. You have a big musical pedigree. How old were you when you started to sing?
Well, I think I was actually singing in the crib. And my parents were taping some of that, so I was composing these sort of strange melodies before I could speak. So, you know, I guess since I can possibly remember and before is the real answer to that question. But I really have been, you know, taking singing on as a professional endeavor for about the last 6 or 7 years.
Well, you do some jazz classics on this new album, particularly the title tune is by Cole Porter, Love for Sale.
Love for Sale. Appetizing young love for sale. Love that's fresh and still unspoiled. Love that's only slightly soiled. Love for sale.
So this kind of music, you feel your dad sort of left it to you, but you're doing it in this up-tempo way here?
Well, sure. I think it's fun to challenge yourself to not only satisfy the intentions of the original writer, but also do something very, very fresh.
Yeah, well, somewhere in this song, you scat. Your father and Ella Fitzgerald were really the king and queen of scat, so is it in your DNA? I think so.
Having grown up, so to speak, you know, being bounced on the knees of some of the greats, Ella Fitzgerald included, you know, Peggy Lee, Sammy Davis Jr., Nat Cole, my dad, of course. I think I osmosized, as it were, a lot from those people. Of course, primarily my father.
Yeah, so you osmosed that.
I osmosed it. It
right.
Sank in.
Right, right. Care to do a little scatting for us right now, just in case you have nothing better to do? You are such a generous singer. You know, you really rose to the occasion, may I say.
Thank you.
In addition to this upbeat stuff we've been listening to, you do some very pretty tunes on the album as well.
When you reminisce, you'll recall the kiss that started the love we knew.
This is such a nice tune, James Torme, and I don't know it. Is it new?
Duke Ellington released an instrumental version of this song that he wrote the sort of, you know, the music for and the chord pattern for in about 1938, and it came out as a 78 single. And my father and Duke Ellington had a father-son sort of relationship, and as a gift in sort of the late 40s, my dad wrote a melody and lyrics for the song and gave it to the Duke as a gift.
Someday when you reminisce, you'll recall the kiss
that started the love we knew.
Sometime when you've lost someone.
Incidentally, I sort of won my high school music competition doing that exact song, so it has, even beyond that, a special bond for me. And I like bringing to light lesser-known works whenever I can.
Did your father encourage you to do this?
There was a slight sort of, are you really going to bang your head against a wall and live out of a suitcase and be an artist? Because, of course, being a traveling singer had a price for my father, you know? I mean, he was married 4 times, divorced 3 times, and he sort of coined the phrase, absence makes the heart go wander.
But you went at it anyway. I bet your father and mother hoped you'd outgrow all this.
That's exactly right. I mean, I think the idea was that I would outgrow, you know, sort of every 10, 11-year-old wants to be a pop star. And I think they were just patiently waiting for that to wear off. That simply never happened.
Jazz vocalist James Tourmé, his debut album is called Love for Sale. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, to be really living takes a whole.
You can hear more songs from James Tourmé on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg.
It often seems a disaster.